JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 99, Palestine in the War.
What has to be understood is that in the general world picture, the Jews almost counted for nothing. All ports of immigration were closed to the Jews. England continued the white paper of 1939 throughout the war, and very, very little immigration was allowed. The same thing was true of the British Commonwealth generally, of its colonies, and it was true of the world generally. And any reports regarding the Holocaust were buried in the newspapers. Even the papers that should have been sympathetic to the Jews, like the New York Times, small little articles buried in the back of the paper. And therefore, there was a lack of awareness as to what was happening to the Jews. And then there was a conscious effort to somehow minimize it, mitigate it, make it not the central problem. Now, when it came to Palestine, most of the Arabs were Axis sympathizers. The Grand Mufti of Jerusalem went to Berlin, conferred with Hitler, begged Hitler to come to Palestine and impose the final solution there as well. And he raised in Bosnia a Muslim corps that fought with the Nazis, with the German army. On top of that, the Jews in Palestine also were divided as to how to deal with the problem. And the mainstream Jewish yeshuv fought with Britain, even though they knew that eventually Britain would betray them, and eventually they knew that somehow Britain was not their ally. Now, the Germans invaded North Africa. Really, the Italians came first. The Italians made a mess of it, so the Germans came under General Rommel to try and rectify the situation. And Rommel reached El Alamein. He reached 60 miles from the Suez Canal. Had he won the battle in El Alamein, he would have taken Palestine. There's no question. The Near East would have fallen. And the Jews even had a clandestine underground organization that would be like partisans to fight the Germans once they came to Palestine. Tel Aviv was bombed many times by both the Italian and German air forces. The Jews here were in a very, very difficult situation. It was a no-win situation because the Arabs waited for the Germans to come. And the British had a hard time holding down the Arabs, and they were not going to do much on behalf of the Jews. It's interesting to note that that was Ben-Gurion's famous statement. He said, "We will fight the war on the side of Britain as though there was never a white paper against us, and we'll fight the white paper as though there never was a war." And both things came true. There was a Jewish brigade, a Jewish legion that from Palestine that fought with the British. First, it fought with it in Lebanon, in Syria, against the Vichy French. That's where Moshe Dayan lost his eye. And then it fought in Italy against the German army. And many of the later leaders and officers in the Israeli army in the War of Independence cut their teeth, so to speak, fighting in the Jewish brigade against the Germans during World War II. They also were very instrumental in the post-war immigration of hundreds of thousands of Jews, of the refugees that were left, to come to Palestine. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.